can't possibly keep your breakfast down. You're afraid you're going to, what's the word?
Vomit.
Are there any other terms that you'd use?
Throw up.
Okay. Any others or jocular terms or? Okay. If you feel like this is going to happen to you, one thing that you'd say is, I feel like I am sick, sick something. Would you say, I feel like I'm kind of sick, sick to your stomach, is that what you say?
Yes, sick to your stomach.
Okay. If you have a, let's see, 5 o'clock, would you like to take a break or?
No.
No, go ahead.
All right. If you have a young man that's sort of serious about a young lady to the point that he's takes her places and things like that, and he calls on her parents, you figure that he's doing what? He's
courting her.
Okay. Any other terms you'd use?
Dating her.
Okay, that would probably be a more modern term, or what?
Dating.
Yes.
Or going steady.
Okay. Okay. If he does this and she decides that she's not for the idea at all and tells him so in no uncertain terms, you can say that she,
well, if they're engaged, she breaks engagement.
Okay, if they're not quite that serious, she,
turns him down.
Turns him down, or would say anything else, any other terms?
Broken off.
You'd say gave him the mitten or anything, or?
Oh, no, my mother would have said that.
Okay.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, I imagine it'll be 6 or 1/4 after. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. What did you call a sort of time after a wedding when people make a lot of noise and things like
reception?
That?
Reception?
Well,
chivalry.
I make noise for a second. What do you call the young men that stand up for the bridegroom?
Best man.
Okay. What about, the best man is the, what do you call the others?
Bridesmaid.
Okay, the bridesmaids are the ladies that stand, okay. You go to a wedding for the, or, the bride and bridegroom go to a wedding for the purpose of getting
married.
Yeah. If you have a bunch of politicians that you don't like around the place, you sort of disapprove of everything they stand for. You say, I just can't stand that sort of term for a whole group that people you don't like. Can't stand the whole. You say the whole bunch, the whole crowd, or
you'd say the whole outfit. I would.
Okay. All right. Is that what you'd say? Or?
Yes. The whole outfit or the whole.
Did they ever have places where did they ever have dances around here?
Yes.
What were they like?
What were they like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I never attended very much, but. They had them at the resorts over here at the river, Burroughs Camp across the river, on this side of the river. They were sometimes pretty rowdy, and some wives had trouble with their husbands, dancing with the wrong partners and so forth. So they weren't very well conducted. There wasn't much supervision. If they were on their own, why they got out of line a lot.
Okay. If a young boy sets up for school and you later find he went fishing instead, would you say he did?
Played hooky.
Okay. Are there any other terms for that than played hooky?
You say he was truant, but you wouldn't use that term. You'd say played hooky.
Okay. if you have a boy that's playing hooky all the time, you figure he's neglecting.
Neglecting his schoolwork.
Or
school attendance.
Or even sort of in broader terms, he's neglecting his, he's failing to get a proper
education.
Okay. What do they call a right after kindergarten? What's the name? What comes right after that?
Primary.
Would they have a, what do they call a first year after kindergarten?
First grade.
Okay. What do they call a, where the school where people go after high school?
Might be college or university.
Okay. The place where they keep the books.
Library.
Where they, yeah, I'm sorry.
Library.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay. The place where you go maybe to get stamps or something like that would be...
Post office.
Okay. And the place where the train stops is...
Depot.
Okay. Stop.